In the third Aliyah, the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu began to separate and designate the three Ir Miklat on the other side of the Yarden. Az Yavdil Moshe, Shalosh Arim, Be'evar HaYarden, Vizorcha Shamish. Rashi comments, Natan Lev Liot Chared Ledavar She'yavdilem, V'afo Pishainan Koltot Ad Shibadu Otan Be'eretz Sheberetz Kna'an. Rashi says that at this point, Moshe Rabbeinu is designating these cities, even though he knows that they won't actually work, they won't function as Ari Miklat to provide refuge for the Rotzchim B'Shogeg from the Goalei Adam, until the cities on the other side of the Yarden are also designated and set aside. And Rashi finishes and says, Amar Moshe, why did he do this? Mitzvah she'efshar l'kayma akaymena. Moshe said, if there's something that I can do, I'm going to do it. This is a very important lesson that Rashi is teaching us, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the job was not going to be finished, he nevertheless tried to do his part in it. Many of the Mefarshim actually point out the lashon of Az Yavdil is a little bit strange. This is what Rashi might be commenting on, because Az is a strange time, a strange word in terms of time, whether it means it refers to the past or to the future. Yavdil is definitely referring to the future. So how is Moshe Rabbeinu say Az Yavdil? He never gets to do it. He never actually sets aside the other cities of refuge. So some of the Mefarshim point out, for example, the Malbim says that the word Az over here actually goes backwards. It says that until this point, Moshe Rabbeinu held out hope that he was actually going to enter Eretz Yisrael. But after Hashem said, Rav Lach, that you're not going to go in, stop even asking. So at that point, the Malbim says, Moshe Rabbeinu concluded, okay, you know what? I'm not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, so I'm going to do as much as possible without going in. Even though I know that I'm never going to see the fruits of my labor, I'll try to do this. The Kli Yakar points out this is similar to the way that David tried to set he laid the groundwork, literally, for Shlomo eventually building the Beit HaMikdash. David didn't say, okay, since I'm never going to be able to see it, since I'm not going to be able to finish the job, I'm not going to even start. So David said, I'm going to do part of this mitzvah. And similar to the way that Moshe is doing, it's not even like they got to do a full mitzvah and then there was another aspect of the mitzvah. No, they didn't even get to do a full mitzvah at all. What Moshe is doing over here is nearly nothing functionally, because even these Ari Miklat don't work right now. But nevertheless, he said, the point over here is not what I get to do. The point over here is that something should be done, even if I'm never going to see the eventual fruits of my labor. Yom Tov, Shavuot Tov.